This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Pete Innerato, and here's what's happening. The man who had to be pulled from Cresham Valley Creek in Chestnut Hill on Sunday has died. Police said the 65-year-old's car struck a downed guardrail and then drove off into the water. This happened near the intersection of Lincoln and Cresham Valley Drives. Everything's still under investigation. The long-delayed expansion of Philadelphia's Rail Park took a small step forward when a bill allowing the city to acquire needed land cleared a city council committee. Here's KYW's Pat Loeb.
Neighbors and parks advocates have wanted to turn the abandoned Reading Railroad Viaduct into a park for two decades. A quarter-mile section opened in 2018, but plans to extend it were blocked by Reading's contention that though the rail bed from 9th and Fairmount to the old Reading Terminal had not been used since the commuter tunnel opened in 1984, it was still a functioning train line. Former Center City District Chief Paul Levy said it paid no taxes, skirted city codes, and avoided losing the land to eminent domain until the city challenged the claim at the Federal Surface Transportation Board.
The real importance of this decision at the end of September from the board is to confirm what is obvious. They are not an operating railroad. They do not have rail rights.
That cleared the way for the bill to allow the city to condemn the land if it can't negotiate a price with Reading. SEPTA says the trolley tunnel is going to remain closed for another week, at least until next Sunday. The transit agency says more testing has to be done before trolleys can use the tunnel again. The tunnel has been closed since November the 13th while crews repair damage to overhead wires. Lawmakers in the Garden State have advanced the controversial piece of legislation that would combine the Independent State Comptroller's Office with the State Commission of Investigations. To explain, KYW's Mike Daugherty.
There were some fireworks when U.S. Senator Andy Kim was finally called up to testify after waiting for several hours during the hearing. He urged lawmakers to reject the bill that would strip subpoena powers from the State Comptroller's Office, redirect some investigations to the State Commission of Investigation, and he says all of this is at the expense of transparency and accountability for the powerful. Kim and Senate Government Committee Chairman James Beach were shouting at each other at one point.
The people of New Jersey are sick and tired of this. They feel this way.
So please,
sir,
conclude.
I have been here for 5.5 hours. Yeah, I am missing votes at the Capitol. Give me 30
seconds.
Why do
you think you're special?
Senator John Bersicelli, who voted in favor of the bill, tried to calm the situation down by saying the intent of the bill is to provide government oversight and accountability. A Cherry Hill filmmaker is shining a light on a seldom-covered topic, which ends with a brave climb to the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Here's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
Allison Norlian now lives in California, but she cut her teeth in journalism and filmmaking in her hometown of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The sister of a disabled sibling, Norlian wanted to tell more stories from the disabled community when she met Erica Bogan, who was set to climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise awareness about suicide and suicidal ideation in the disabled community.
It's a
very underfunded, under-researched topic. It's very stigmatized. And that was really the pull for me. It was, of course, here's this woman doing this incredible feat, but also she has a purpose behind it.
The film follows Bogan, who was in an abusive relationship in her early 20s and became paralyzed when her partner rammed the car they were riding in into a tree. Norlian says a researcher was on site for the filming to give more insight to the mental health issue.
Throughout the film, you also hear from this woman. Her name is Dr. Lauren Chasm. She is the only researcher in the entire country to do her research at the intersection of suicide and disability.
Scars will be featured at the Bryn Mawr Film Institute on January the 4th. That's The Old Local. I'm Pete Innerato. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
A Philadelphia City Council committee approves a bill advancing the long-awaited expansion of the rail park. We could see our first snowfall of the season overnight and into Tuesday morning. SEPTA says the trolley tunnel will remain closed for another week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.